Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, March 13th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:31. I'm Brent Allen. Mostly sunny and warmer today, but also getting a little windy later on. Currently, we are sitting at 44 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. There was an hours-long standoff Tuesday afternoon at a Petaluma motel with a man accused of domestic violence, arson, evading arrest, and weapons charges. It all started with a domestic violence call at a home on Harvest Lane in Santa Rosa Saturday night. Police were not able to arrest the man that evening. The next day, he was spotted in a blue Ford F-150 pickup truck. Police attempted to pull him over, but he refused, and a police pursuit was initiated. Eventually, it was called off over public safety. Later, a fire broke out at the suspect's home on Harvest Lane, but was quickly extinguished. Inside, they found more than a dozen guns. Police discovered he was staying at a motel on South McDowell Boulevard in Petaluma. Santa Rosa Police, the SWAT team, and Petaluma Police all surrounded the motel. And after the suspect fired several shots, it was determined he shot himself. He was taken into custody and remains in critical condition at a hospital with life-threatening injuries. His name has not been released, only that he is a male in his mid-50s. The Fire Victim Trust Administrator has announced another round of payments to survivors is on the way. So far, victims have received 60% of their claims for losses in the 2017 fires, Butte Fire, and the 2018 Camp Fire. That number will grow to 66% starting April 25th. The total for the victim's trust is $14 billion, still short of the $19.2 billion awarded by the court. 97% of victims have accepted settlement offers. The remaining 3% are challenging the amount and are going through arbitration. The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously last night to support a measure that would place a quarter-cent sales tax on the November ballot that would raise funds to support child care and child health care. First Five Sonoma County would administer those funds. A massive retail theft operation was broken up by Alameda Police at a home in Oakland. Police uncovered a fencing operation with goods totaling over $75,000. Stolen from Kohl's, LensCrafters, Ross, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Carter's, Walmart, Safeway, and even Nordstrom's. They also found $10,000 in cash. A bill that could lead to a ban of the popular video app TikTok is expected to pass the House as lawmakers act on concerns the company's ownership structure is a threat to American national security. The bill would require the Chinese firm ByteDance to divest from TikTok within 6 months of the bill's enactment, or those apps would be prohibited. The lawmakers contend ByteDance is beholden to the Chinese government, which can demand access to the data from TikTok's consumers in the U.S. Hundreds of people were possibly exposed to the measles after a child with the virus was seen at a Northern California hospital. As many as 300 people were exposed at UC Davis Medical Center's emergency department, according to health officials in Sacramento and El Dorado counties. The child was seen between noon and 5 p.m. March 5th. People who are unvaccinated are at risk of developing measles from 7 to 21 days after being exposed, according to the Sacramento County Public Health Department. Well, it's time for another check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. We continue to look good. I don't have any stalls, accidents, or delays across Sonoma County. Our KZST news time is now 6:35.
While Golden State Lumber and Building Materials cannot add sunshine into your forecast, they can create a comfortable family environment and protect your home. Here's Golden State's Vice President of Operations, Eric Schmies.
After this cool, wet winter and approaching summer temperatures, you may be considering new siding or improved insulation. Golden State partners with respected vendors such as James Hardy and Owens Corning. James Hardy siding is a durable, low-maintenance alternative to wood and vinyl. Owens Corning's innovative products reduce sound and provides thermal control with state-of-the-art materials. Your contractor or professional builder can get a jump on your project by requesting a quote or clicking start an order on our webpages at goldenstatelumber.com. Now in our 70th year in the Bay Area and 30 years in Sonoma County, Golden State can help you build better with our expertise, extensive inventory, and next day delivery.
Golden State truly believes when you succeed, we succeed.
Attention, Sonoma County food enthusiasts. Discover a culinary haven at Brothers Cafe. In the heart of Santa Rosa, they offer an unparalleled menu. Indulge in their range of American comfort and international artisanal dishes, crafted with locally sourced ingredients, ensuring freshness and flavor in every bite. From savory breakfast delights all day to sumptuous lunch and dinner specials, Brothers Cafe promises an exquisite journey for your palate. On Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa, Brothers Cafe, where every dish is a masterpiece. Taste the excellence today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find a repair shop with their shop referral program. Call or stop by any O'Reilly Auto Parts location today. In sports, Dallas CV has won a record-setting sixth Iditarod Sled Dog Championship in a time of 9 days, 2 hours, and 16 minutes. And your forecast, we've got a wind advisory from tonight at 10 p.m. through tomorrow at 5 p.m. Otherwise, sunny, breezy, and warm for today. Mid to upper 60s. Santa Rosa should reach 68 degrees. Tonight, clear and breezy. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, with gusts in excess of 35 miles an hour. And warm with upper 60s and low 70s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
I'm just kidding. Where I see love, she sees a friend. But will it take?
Well, Barbie has her day, and today it's all about Ken. Today is Ken Day. March 13th marks the day to honor Ken Carson, the iconic doll introduced by Mattel in 1961 at a toy fair as Barbie's new friend. With his suave looks and ever-changing outfits and portrayal by Ryan Gosling in the movie, Ken has been a fashion icon and a staple in toy collections around the globe since its introduction. And how many of you knew that Carson was his last name? Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brent Allen.
It is 6:41, 44 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. Good morning to you. Weather-wise, partly sunny skies today. Look for temperatures mid to upper 60s around wine country. And keep in mind, a wind advisory in place tonight into tomorrow.
We're celebrating Silvera's 70th year serving Sonoma County.
And we have a gift for you.
Hi, I'm Scott Silvera.
And I'm Denise Silvera.
Of Silvera GMC in Healdsburg.
And Silvera Chevrolet in Sonoma.
For three generations, Silvera's priority has always been about making a positive contribution to Sonoma County.
So, to celebrate 70 years, SilveraAutos.com is sponsoring on-air public service announcements like this one.
The 33rd Annual Bay Area Storytelling Festival is coming to the new Community and Performing Arts Center at Sonoma Academy in Santa Rosa on May 3rd and 4th. See master international storytellers weave their magic. Tickets are on sale now at sfapshow.com.
Post your nonprofit PSA for a youth or senior citizen event, family or community event at
kzst.com and click on Contact Us.
Then be listening. And together, let's build an even better Sonoma County.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free ITIN tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, and welcome to Industry Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on the sales position in an industry you've certainly heard of. The industry has been around for over 100 years. More than 90% of Americans check it out every week. And the seasoned local sales pros make an average income that transcends six figures. The top 5% of earners in the Santa Rosa area. The industry? You're listening to it. Radio. If you're a sales pro who wants to make an income to match your skills, contact Steve DiNardo at Amaturo Sonoma Media Group at 707-284-9124. That's 707-284-9124. A career in radio and digital sales is fun, entertaining, and I believe we've already brought it up, lucrative. Set up your confidential interview with Steve today. Call 707-284-9124. Amaturo Sonoma Media Group is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you see a down power line, stay away from it and keep others away. Call 911. Let our first responders come out and handle it. Police and fire will respond as well as PG&E. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and coming up on the show, Landon McPherson will be here, a.k.a. Man Landers, answering your listener questions. Always the fun part to hear what comes out of his mouth. 8:30. Also, I have tickets to give away to see comedian Nikki Glaser at Grayton Resort and Casino, and I'll do that about 7:10. Plus, Kylie Dutton from Dutton Estate Winery will be here to talk about their fun St. Patrick's Day event, Leprechaun Tasting, 8:30 this morning. All that and more on the way right here at KZST.
And I give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I don't
truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
KZST, good Wednesday morning. My name's Debbie Abrams, and now I bring you a random piece of information about the sleep schedules of giraffes and bats. Just wait for it. So a giraffe only sleeps 2 hours, needs about 2 hours of sleep a day, while a bat needs 19 hours, which leads me into my Sleep City commercial. Humans need between 1.9 and 19 hours of shut-eye daily. If you want to sleep more like a bat, I highly suggest a Sleep City mattress. This local company can make a huge difference in your life, your health, getting a good night's sleep. Owner Mark Thomas opened his first store in Santa Rosa decades ago. He now has 5 locations still locally owned and operated. Sleep City offers all the top brands, including Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, King Coil, Heirloom, Sealy, and Posh & Lavish. I absolutely love mine. I have the Posh & Lavish made from the highest quality materials. It is latex. It does not sleep hot. Very important. And Sleep City hooked me up with the adjustable base so I can raise Banker Boy's head if he starts to snore. A lifesaver. So if you would rather sleep more like a bat than a giraffe, head over to a Sleep City store near you today or go online at sleepcitybeds.com. Sleep City, because mattresses matter.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free I-10 tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
This week at Grocery Outlet, you won't need the luck of the Irish to find amazing deals at the end of the rainbow. Stop by for Reuben's or O'Donnell's point-cut corned beef brisket, just $3.99 a pound. That's a savings of up to $2 a pound versus traditional grocery stores. Also, get hopping on helping the Easter Bunny. We've got all your Easter basket essentials, including a fun selection of toys for $5.99 or less. Only at your neighborhood Grocery Outlet.
Grocery Outlet, bargain market.
Yeah. I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink-182 song. That would beat to death in Tucson, okay.
I know it breaks your heart.
Is 6:56, 43 degrees right now. I'm Debbie Abrams, and Sonoma County Lottery Players, the Mega Millions jackpot, now sits at $792 million. No one won last night. The next drawing will be Friday. Yeah, when it's close to $800 million in the pot, that's big enough for me. I think I'm going to go ahead and get some tickets this week.
Gonna come to me.
And here you are.
But you better choose carefully.
'Cause I'm
capable of anything, of anything and everything.
Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your one and only.
Make me your enemy. Your enemy. Your enemy.
no going back.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, March 13th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7 a.m. I'm Brent Helen. Mainly sunny and breezy for today. Currently, we are sitting at 44 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. During the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors meeting last night, Sonoma County Health Services Director Tina Rivera spoke about the county increasing its fight against racial discrimination. She wants it declared a public health crisis. The board went on to approve a resolution to recognize racism as a threat to public health. The meeting was not without controversy, as several people spoke in opposition to the resolution, including one who caused sheriff's deputies to clear the room after board chair David Rabbit called for a recess. Sonoma County's announced applications for the wood chipper program are now open. Residents in unincorporated parts of the county may apply for a free two-hour visit to have cut trees and brush processed into mulch. There are specific guidelines, and available slots are filled on a first-come, first-served basis. You can get all the information you need and apply.